Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of our day. Christina Cavanaugh is with us. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is an internationally recognized expert on the subject, on the practice, on the resource of email. And she is a professor of management of communications at the University of Western Ontario, and she is the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. Christina, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. My pleasure.
Good to have you back. Now, am I up to date on your professional designations now?
I'm former of the Ivy Business School.
Former.
I'm affiliated with the University of Toronto, the Rotman School of Management.
I was thinking that you'd moved over from there to the Toronto School, and because I knew you'd moved to Toronto, so
right.
I'm glad we got that cleared up, Chris.
Yep.
Okay, what do we need? Email continues to be an incredible workhorse, an incredible way for people to connect. It is so efficient for me to use email because we can my customers, my associates, my friends, and I can talk back and forth so efficiently without having to be on the phone. I can, we can, and especially Christina, since I've over the last several years I've had an email device as part of my phone.
Mm-hmm.
My cell phone.
Yeah.
And it's just so many things I've been able to accomplish by email, and yet it also can be the bane of your existence because of spam. So what are some ways that you've come up with lately to help us to be more productive with email?
Lately with email, I think that people need to, especially if you've got handheld devices and things, people need to block time for email. So I think that you can't constantly be plugged in all the time.
Yep.
Because then all you're doing is responding and answering emails, but what about other work? So I think it's very important to be judicious about when you spend time on email. Another thing that I think is very helpful, like a lot of people go on holidays and they come back, or they go on holidays and they say, I'm going to take my email with me because I don't want to have so many when I get back.
Right.
And I kind of go poppycock. You know, I think people should be able to go on holidays. And I think then there has to be two strategies for what you do when you go on holidays. One is you leave a good out-of-office assistant message on there telling people when they send you a message that you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what they need to do to seek help. The other is when you come back, you might come back to hundreds and hundreds of emails, but there's also a strategy for dealing with all that, and it's just kind of like sweeping quickly through all the junk and getting rid of it, and then starting at the top and start sorting through and working through, the important emails.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's not such a big deal, and it's not worth...
partitioning it, getting rid of the junk, moving the things over that you can do at night or on your own time, identifying the things that have to be done right now and the things that can be done tomorrow or whatever, triaging,
and the first triage is to get rid of all the things that are obvious junk that you're not going to get to, and it's really easy when you're doing it
right.
Like that, when
right.
You're focused on that task, you can get rid mm-hmm. of hundreds of emails right away. Then I would go to sort out the emails that are probably the most important ones from your clients and start reading from the top of your inbox, not the bottom, because there may have been other email threads that have come back and forth if there was more than one person involved in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to go to the last email. You don't need to keep opening up all these.
Right.
You know.
Isn't there something else that we need to do, and that is train people, help people understand that we get email from, that reply to all or to continue to to send you things that really is just for your information. Sometimes that's just not necessary. I mean, sometimes these reply to all things get out of hand, don't they?
Definitely. And I think a lot of people don't realize it. I think they innocently use reply to all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people need to be told, we don't need this extra little email, or we don't need to know your response. We need to just know a response from the larger group.
I actually hit forward or reply to all.
Oh, dear.
Just to see who's on the list. And so if I'm sending you back something and I'm commenting back to you, I'll see who is on the list, and then I'll pick out the people that I think should get this piece of information, and I'll include them in my reply, and I'll leave the other people, I'll give the other people a break.
Bravo, bravo. That is exactly how you efficiently create a listserv. So often people press reply to all, or they take a listserv that has 100 or 200 people in it.
Yeah.
Maybe only 10 people, 15 people need the message, but all 150 people get it.
Right.
You know, and it's just because it's easy to press send with one keystroke than doing what you did, which was, okay, let me figure out the 15 people I need to send this to.
Well, or maybe instead of 15, there's only one more person that needs to. I mean, and the thing is I don't think it's I think it's not a good professional trait, and it's not a good professional indicator to other people when you just continually send everybody stuff.
Yeah, agreed. And that means that your messages have very little credence.
Right.
And when you've got an inbox that's competing for attention, you want to make sure that your messages are going to get some and not going to be ignored for days on end.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, exactly right. If you continue to get a bunch of stuff that from people that the only thing you get from them is just you being copied on everything, then if you're like that and you send somebody something that you really want them to open, you may not get the same visibility, the same interest as you would have.
No, it's true, Jim. And I think the other thing we need to do as part of the, quote, email nation is I think we owe it to say something to other people. If we are getting these messages that we don't want that are on a constant basis, then I think there's nothing wrong with saying to the sender, we don't want this.
Right.
Take me off your list, please.
Right, exactly, exactly. When we come back, I want to come back to what Chris was saying a minute ago about what do you do when you go on holiday. What is that the same for small business owners as it is for employees? We're going to talk about that. It's 20 after the hour. Here's Barbara Lewis to take us out.
How long has it been?
Welcome back. A little bit of Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, and smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check that out as well. That's where you can get small business answers right now. Christina Cavanaugh is our guest. Chris is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Managing Your Email. Chris, give us your website and tell us how we can find your book.
It's www.christinacavanaugh.com, and it's all A's, no U.
All A's, you're right, yeah. Cavanaugh, just like you think, but with just the A's.
Yep.
And they can find your book there, can't they?
They can find my book. It's also available on Amazon.com.
Okay, so check that out, folks. This would be a good book, folks, for you to buy a few of and pass around your organization and then talk about it. And I think, Chris, your book could be a good tutorial for companies to become, because I can see, Chris, where some companies, they grow, you know, start growing a little bit, and they've got, you know, 10 or 20 or 50 employees or whatever. I could see when you get that kind of those layers of employees and management, that your email regimen, your email system, your method of using email could actually bogged the company down, could actually cause it to collapse almost.
Well, and it's very true, Jim, and especially for smaller units that are growing, I think it's more important to nip problems in the bud before they start, and start talking to people about when to use email and when not, especially to email each other. I worked with a small group. We were four people. We grew to seven people. And every time we grew by one person more, their email habits, they brought in these bad habits from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to kind of get them sort of into our habits. But there'd be people across the, you know, across the sort of the way sending emails to me, and I go, get up from your chair or call me on the intercom.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Christian, I want to talk about small business owners taking time off. You were talking about that earlier, taking a holiday, and you were saying, poppycock, you should leave your email alone. Well, you know what? If you're a small business owner, Christina, and you're real, real, real close to your customers, and you've gotten them to email you, you know, we love it when our customers email us because it tells us that we're, you know, I consider an email from a client or a customer to be a real good indication of how they feel about me.
Yes.
And so if they emailed me with anything, I want to be able to respond to them. And I actually love my business so much that I don't feel like I'm hurting anything if I take a few days off. Whenever I'm trying to remember when that might have happened, but if I ever did, I it wouldn't bother me at all if I have my BlackBerry, it wouldn't bother me at all just to step aside from a little holiday time and take a couple of minutes and send them an email back and say something like, hey, I'm taking off a few days. If you remember, I told you that. Can I have John follow up with you on this, or maybe I can handle it real quickly. Or I can find out if it's something that I need to really focus on. I would rather know what's going on in the moment than to wait a week and find out I missed an opportunity. That wouldn't make my vacation very happy.
Okay, and fair due on that. I think that for people who are entrepreneurs who are running a business, that's all up to the individual to, you know, decide how they're going to stay and remain connected while on holidays. And I know people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, though, that there's people recognize other people need holidays. And if you put an out-of-office assistant on your email that said, I'm going to be away for 3 or 4 days,
right.
I will be checking email intermittently.
Right.
In that time period.
That means that you may not hear back from me in 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Maybe at the end of the day, and I think that's a good trade-off.
Exactly. So that way you're letting people know, because everybody is entitled to holidays. So you're letting people know you're away, you're not in work mode, you're in pinacolada mode or on the golf course or something, and you will get back to people intermittently. And that, I think, is quite fair to do.
Well, and most of these people, if they're that important, they already have your cell phone. If they really, really need you,
yes,
you've already had a conversation. Look, anytime you need me, I used to tell my clients, anytime you need me, you can get me. But I used to have this one client, Christina, that was my best client of all time. He paid me the most money of any other customer I ever had, and paid me on time. And bless his heart, I would say, now look, I'm going to be gone for the next 2 days. I'm going to take a little time off with my family. So, is there anything that's going on between now and then that you really need? He'll say, oh, no, I'm good. So I promise you, the next morning at 10 o'clock, I would get a call from him, and he'd start talking about this thing he wanted to talk about. And I'd say, do you remember that I told you I was going to be off? Oh, I forgot about that. And I just told him the day before. But he would never remember that I was going to take off some time.
Yeah.
But he was a good customer, and I always took his call.
Well, and that's the other thing about email and communication. Email is only one form of communication. The higher form is the phone. So if a person, you know, like this client has to get a hold of you,
right,
call me.
the beauty of all this, Christina, is we have all these options and all these ways of managing communication. Isn't that the beautiful part?
It is the beauty. It is.
Yeah. Hey, Christina, thank you for being here. It's
well, thank you very much, Jim.
Christina Cavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen, we like her very much. She'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back after these messages. Here's more Joe Cocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.